They didn't actually throw them down the stairs.
No, they just showed the stunt. Yeah. The stunt double, though.
For yeah, Conan. Well, the Conan one, they showed him stand up and Conan goes, are you all right? You did great. And yeah, exactly. His hand. But yeah, the Colbert one was pretty funny. They throw him down, and the guy rolls out of frame, and then he jumps in and goes, you son of a bitch.
That was
pretty funny. You can tell, like, out of all three of those guys, like, Stewart's, like, the least funny.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Really not that funny. Eldrick Tiger Woods. He will become the world's first billionaire athlete in 2010.
Blast.
Says Nostradamus. Like, how they're predicting that.
Yeah, that's pretty strange. Maybe he signed contracts that will accumulate to that amount.
He's got a Buick.
Yeah, he's got a lot of Buicks, not that much. Every time he wins a tournament, they give him a Buick. He's like, great. Thanks for the viewing. I like how at the end of the Super Bowl, we should talk about the Super Bowl just to piss your brother off. By the way, did you get that? Yeah, I got your message.
Okay. I you know what?
The first person I called the Super Bowl was you.
You know how badly I regretted that, like at the 30-second mark, I didn't go up, get my phone, and bring it down just so then I would have. It's for you.
It was hilarious that Ryan got on right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, our friend Ryan is a huge Patriots fan, and there was a bulletin on MySpace that said 17-14. And then if you clicked on it, it said, fuck all of you, I hope you burn in hell, or something like that. Like, that was all it said.
Why is he such a big Patriots fan?
Well, the thing is, he barely even follows football.
He just likes what you don't
like.
He's
always been a Patriots fan. Since a kid, he's always been a Patriots fan. So, he just takes joy in them winning for no reason, because he doesn't care. But when they do, he's like, yeah, Patriots. Then he goes back to smoking weed or whatever he's doing. But at the end, they go to Eli Manning, and they're like, you're the MVP of the Super Bowl. You just won this Cadillac Escalade. And he's like, cool. And they, like, drop it. And he didn't care at all. Because, you know.
Because he didn't care.
He's got, like.
Why do they win shit? Like, he's got, shouldn't like, they just get the rings? The
they give rich people free cars.
They do that in every. They do that in the award shows and all kinds of stuff.
Bullshit. It's annoying.
I liked how Belichick walked off before it was
over. Well, that's how they get him to come. Like, you know. You know, the award shows. But, like, at Super Bowls, they're going to be doing
well,
it.
You know, they said that the Oscars, they were giving those, the thing that ended last year, they were giving...
The packages?
The gift packages. And they stopped doing
that. They were worth, like, $35,000 worth of stuff.
And,
like,
yeah. Like,
gold.
Seriously, gold these people butters. Don't, like, why would these people not already own all this stuff?
Seriously,
if they're celebrities, like, you think that... I mean, you always see pictures of them shopping. Like, I look at gossip websites and stuff, and if you see some pictures of any of these celebrities in their real life, what they're doing is they're on the most expensive street in Los Angeles buying stuff. Yeah. That's what they do.
They'll have an iPhone taped to another iPhone.
they're probably paid to do that in some sense, because it's like endorsement.
They're not paid to get followed by the paparazzi.
Well, then they know that if they're not, then they're not.
So let's talk about
which is a big point of
the Super Bowl,
the extras Christmas special. So we'll talk.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl. So here's what happens in the Super Bowl.
It was hilarious.
Ian's brother Seth decides that he's going to go for the Patriots all season just because
he's a dick.
Because he likes.
He's a mysterious dick.
He's mysterious. He took a stick and he stuck it up Ian's butt. And he every time the Patriots won, he just twisted it a little bit. Hey, Ian. He's like, oh, I hate the Patriots. And you did you really hate the Patriots, or is that just me?
No, I do.
Rubbing off on everyone.
But here's why. If they're such a great team, and then they also cheated.
Mm.
And that pisses me off.
How do they cheat? When do they cheat?
Here's the cheating story. At the beginning of this last season, the perfect season, the first game they won against the Jets...
Wait, this last season, this one that just ended?
The one that just ended with the Super Bowl. The very first game against the Jets. They stomped the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They caught a guy who is an assistant of Bill Belichick taping the Jets' defensive signals on the opposite sideline with a video camera. Everyone was like, what the hell? They're cheating. They're stealing signals. Stealing signals is frowned upon. It's not illegal. But they were taping it like they were going to use it in the next meeting. So people started saying... Well, this is, you know, it's not really technically against the rules, but it's cheating. And what if they did this to win the past three Super Bowls? Because they won the past three Super Bowls they played in by 3 points each time. The first time was against the very heavily favored Rams.
By three, you say?
Three each time, which is what they lost by this time.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, there comes out from two different sources that there was evidence that the Patriots had taped a Rams practice walkthrough before the Super Bowl that they played in 2002.
Which would piss you off to all end,
right? Piss me off really bad.
Because you're the Rams fan.
It'd be bad enough. There was always the rumor that if they had cheated, it was probably against the Eagles as well, because The Eagles are very a blitz-happy defense, constantly throwing different blitzes out there and sending corners and safeties and linebackers and defensive ends and dogs and stunts where guys, like, go around each other and, like, go through the offensive line. And you never know where their blitzes are coming from. Every single time, almost every single time during that game, if you watch a tape of that Super Bowl, every single time the Eagles blitzed, the Patriots threw a screen pass, which is something that you have to set up. You can't just audible to a screen pass after the play has begun. You can't be like, hey, like.
But it's a great defense against the blitz.
So you'd have to know that everyone's running at you. Everyone's running at you, and you're tossing it to a guy who has two linemen in front of him that push the remaining people out of the way, and you run 50 yards downfield. They did screen after screen after screen only when the Eagles blitzed, which they couldn't have known they were blitzing, like, at the time. So people are like, well, you know, that could be because they taped some of their practices and stuff like that. You can't tape practices. That's illegal. You can't tape formation
logs. So why weren't they, like, banned and shit?
Because they didn't have evidence of them doing that. Mm. Now there's a source in Boston saying that happened with the Rams, which the league vehemently denies because that would make them look bad. And
plus people, Americans love winners.
Yeah,
they like the underdog, but they like the winner too. So it's like it's bad for business.
Would it be too much beyond the NFL to think that they might have overlooked stuff like this or let it happen because
the team's winning?
Because it's a good product, and a good product is this big bad team.
And the some huge number of people watch the Super Bowl.
It's like a rigged game,
not really rigged.
Because they don't do anything.
Here's the worst thing. So here's the worst thing about it. When this initially happened back in September.
Yeah, this is the real reason.
This is the real thing that happened. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, the reporters come to him and say, what are you going to do? He says, I'm outraged. I want to find out what's going on here. We're going to ask the Patriots for all their tapes, and we're going to look through everything and try to find any evidence that this has gone on in the past. So he's really angry. He wants to talk to Bill Belichick. A few days later, he gives another interview where he says, the Patriots aren't calling me back. They're not cooperating
with weapons inspectors.
Yeah, they're not cooperating. It's Hans Bricks. They're not cooperating, and he's getting really upset. Finally, 4 days after that, he comes to a press conference and says, he says, we saw the tapes. There was nothing. We destroyed them. And all the reporters go, what? You destroyed the tapes? And he goes, yeah, there was nothing that showed any cheating, so we destroyed them. And they're like, what do you mean you destroyed them?
Is this the same guy that was really pissed?
Yeah,
So he, like, suddenly changed his mind?
No, not just that. He says they found nothing, and they destroyed the tapes that showed nothing.
He really likes cheese.
So now people are saying, if they had nothing to hide, why did they destroy the tapes? Why did they, like, why not make them public domain and show them
to the corollary is that they can't do that because
they're digital,
right?
Because you could probably get those back.
It was either tape or CD, I don't know, and they threw away, you know, or DVD.
But didn't something actually happen at the beginning where they'd caught him doing something that said, hey, quit doing this, and then they did it again?
Mm-hmm. No,
they didn't do it again. The other thing that's coming out is that there's an assistant golf pro in Maui who worked for the Patriots during the first three Super Bowls they won. He was let go after that. And right 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, he said, why hasn't anyone talked to me about this? Because I thought it's really strange no one's asked me because I was the videographer for the team for all those years. And he said, I have very, very damaging information about the NFL and the Patriots. And he said, I'm not going to talk about it to anyone because...
No, he's dead.
No, well, you know. He said, I'm not going to talk about it to anyone because he signed a non-disclosure agreement when he left the team.
He's disclosing something.
Well, he's not saying anything.
He won a book deal or something.
This
all stinks, but the point is it stinks and it mars what could have been a great team but decided not to be. And so they needed a humility lesson, and that's what they got on Sunday.
The sucky thing about this team was, after all this stuff about them cheating came out in the beginning of the year, what they decided to do to make them beloved by everyone was to run up the score against everyone they beat. Mm-hmm. So not only were they considered, like...
What does that mean?
Okay.
That means they slaughtered
in football,
people.
There's sportsmanship in sport. You played baseball.
Yeah,
if a team is beating each other and the other team is not going to beat them, you pull back and you stop stomping on their face. You know, mm-hmm.
It's a slaughter rule.
The slaughter rule, kind of. Like, that sort of thing. In pro football, the worst sportsmanship there is running up the score. In college, it happens a lot because how bad you
because of the weird computer thing, right?
Which is stupid.
They kind of have to do that,
and they're kind of toning that back now. In pro, you don't do it. So after everyone said, you guys must have been cheating, they were like, oh yeah, we were cheating, huh? How about this? We're going to beat you 62-3. And then they would do that to all these poor teams with the nicest coaches and these players who were like, I guess we really suck because they beat us 62-3. Like,
and a lot of those other, a lot of those other teams, there were good teams that just had like shit with injury like list.
Yeah, right? Well, not just that. It wasn't the Patriots were a fantastic team this last year. But what they were doing was like
they were bad guys
in teams where in past years where there was a really good offensive team and they beat the crap out of somebody for three quarters. In the fourth quarter, they'd pull out the starters. You're up by four touchdowns. You pull out the starters. Your second string plays. You just play out the rest of the game,
and they get better.
What the Patriots would do was, the very last play of the game in several games this year, Tom Brady was throwing Hail Marys to try to get more touchdowns when they were up like 47-6 and stuff like that. Seriously. They played like that all year. And everyone was like, you guys suck. I hate you. Ah! They were all angry. But Patriots fans were like, yeah, this is the greatest team ever.
Ryan being like that.
F you for thinking we cheated. This will show you.
Except like, they didn't sound like that because they're all from Boston.
Yeah.
So they all got to say it.
But that's how Ryan would sound.
Yeah, so anyway, like that's...
That was pretty much Ryan.
They all sound like that dirtbag mother from Gone Baby.
You don't understand how vindicated and how justified everyone on earth who is a Patriots fan feels that the Giants, the crap, they were a crap team, a wild card team who sucked through almost
the whole
year.
Well, I knew it was like really funny that they won because like they weren't supposed to win.
They earned it, though.
I didn't know anything about it.
They earned it with their defense.
They did. Their defense was great.
And when stupid Moss caught that touchdown and did the thing with the part that thing, and then later I heard he didn't catch something, and then the commentator's like, oh, but his arms are tired. And I kind of just say it to my brother, like, oh, his arms are tired. Yeah,
from doing
the part the Red Sea thing.
The best thing is this: people, while a team is winning, people who are sports announcers and pundits and stuff, they're retards. What they say is, if somebody like, you know, there's a great baseball player from 50 years ago who hit 100 homers, you know, in two seasons. And everyone considers those the best two seasons ever. If somebody does that now, they're like, well, this guy's obviously better. Like, whatever happens right now.
It's the sensationalism of the media, though. It's really not.
It is, but I think they want to feel like they have a part of this thing. So what they do is they go, this thing that's happening right now is the most amazing, best thing in the sport ever.
They're saying it's like one of the biggest upsets.
So people are trying to say, well, not just that, but people are trying to say while the Patriots are winning like this, that Tom Brady suddenly is the best quarterback ever. He's so good. But here was the thing. All year, the Patriots' offensive line was the best I'd ever seen in any sport. He didn't get touched. Tom Brady could have been wearing a robe
except at the
and
Super
had
Bowl.
Coffee in his hand. And, and they snapped the ball to him, and he's like... And he's like, you know, like he could have played all season like that because the offensive line, they didn't keep fullbacks or running backs to chip block anyone. It was just the offensive line. They were that good. In the Super Bowl, the offensive line got hammered, and Tom Brady was getting the crap beat out of him. And he didn't get hit all season. He got sacked 5 times. He got knocked down like 9. And I think the best thing about it is that it shows that, you know, these people are wrong about Tom Brady. He's a good quarterback, but he had the best protection you've ever seen all year. You don't even care about this. You don't follow.
Well, it's interesting.
I just feel so like vindicated that this happened because
it was definitely was exactly that. It was that feeling. You know, after it was done, I stayed quiet most of the time, but after it was done,
did your brother really care?
I think he did. He was a little brought down, but after it was done, I just stood up and said, "Well, there you go," and I walked away.
I was just happy because it would piss a lot of people off.
To me, it just feels like. Say
the good guys won.
Say you're an observer in some country that has nothing to do with World War II.
Yeah.
And you're watching World War II by like the newspapers every day. Mm-hmm. And every time the Nazis kill like another 100,000 Jews, you're like, yeah.
if you're a Patriots fan. Right?
And at the very end, you get the last newspaper and you open it up and it goes, Hitler kills himself, the Nazis surrender. And you're like, damn it. And you throw the newspaper down, you kick it. Like
that's how you feel if you were a Patriot.
That's
fan.
What I don't understand is like your brother, who's not even a Patriots fan, decides this season that this Nazi-like team that's slaughtering all the Jews of the NFL
mm-hmm.
one by one and killing the gays and the Poles
and the intellectuals.
And the intellectuals and
the gypsies
in North Africa and taking craps all over the Egyptians. And,
mm-hmm.
and he suddenly decides, you know what? It's going to be awesome for me to be a fan of these guys suddenly all season.
He likes the villains. He's mysterious like that.
Because it pisses a lot of people
no,
off.
No, I understand that. And that's funny. I would do that too, except for I wouldn't actually be upset if they lost. And it sounds like
he was. I think some people were upset because it was this
well, people wanted to see this perfect season.
This perfect thing. And
here's another thing.
Because haven't they like won the past such and
the
such
18 games in a row. And actually leading up to last... They didn't win the Super Bowl last season, so it doesn't matter. But the 72 Dolphins were the only undefeated team in NFL history.
With Shula, right?
With Shula.
And Shula was the one that was talking months ago about the asterisks that they're going to have, even if they do a perfect.
So the idea was that I think that there are a lot of people that are sick of the Dolphins because every year they do this thing where all the Dolphins players from that 72 season and their coach, they keep a bottle of champagne on ice. And when the last undefeated team loses, they pop the champagne. They're like, yeah, we were the best. Like, that is they have this like stupid, masturbatory party where they all get together and drink champagne and have sex with each other's wives and stuff. So I think a lot of people were sick of them. So a lot of people probably genuinely wanted the Patriots to become the new undefeated team in history. Just because that would have been better. Because the Dolphins back then in the NFL, they only played 14 regular season games. Mm-hmm. So they won a total of 17 games, including the three playoff ones. 17-0. The Patriots were already 18-0 this year before the Super Bowl.
So shouldn't they have won? Or technically?
No, because they lost a game. They lost the
Super Bowl. Yeah, but they won more.
But the Dolphins never. There's been other teams that have gone 18-1. All those teams, though, won the Super Bowl. Other teams have lost only once in the year. The Vikings did it once. But they ended up losing the playoffs. But the Niners
totally failed.
The thing is, I was telling Seth this. Today we were throwing the football around and tossing around the old pigskin and
did you see the Dewey Cox movie?
No, I haven't.
He finds out that he's got like dozens of kids at the very end, and how he reconnects with all of them is he plays catch with all of them
like at once.
One after another, and it shows him like getting really tired, and he's like playing catch with these kids, and they're like. Like telling him something, he's like,
oh my god,
that was actually kind of funny.
But anyway, go ahead. It seems like they had 35 seconds at the end,
and three timeouts,
exactly. And I asked him because everyone's been saying like on PTI and stuff, they're talking about how Brady apparently hasn't said this himself, hasn't come out and started whining about his ankle. But people are saying that maybe that was one reason why things weren't so hot for him.
Anyone who says that is a bitter Patriots apologist.
Of course. But I just asked him, well, why didn't they just bring in the other QB and, try something different?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady's won the first Super Bowl they won against the Rams.
The other thing I said is that if they could have just got it down halfway and in a good field goal position, they could have tied it up. But instead, they shot twice. He shot to loss for a Hail Mary, and that was just ridiculous.
Because
they wanted to win, and they didn't want to be conservative.
The reason why
it.
You do a Hail Mary in that situation is if the corners touch the guy at all, they're going to throw a pass interference flag, and you get the ball right there. So they could have kicked a field goal right where they would get thrown into. That was a really good defense. What screwed the Patriots up? 35 seconds is a lot of time, and three timeouts is a lot of time for Tom Brady. In theory, they should have been able to get...
I was pretty nervous about
it. What screwed them was when that rookie linebacker sacked him. That was the best sack of the game, too, because he was about to throw it, and he like lifted him off the ground in the chest and like slammed him on the ground. Mm-hmm. It was so violent. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think you heard it, too.
And the clock doesn't stop when that happens, so they had to burn a timeout right there. And the next two were just long incompletions to end it. But, that was great, though, that Belichick had left, like, all bitter. And
well, he went out early. There was that 1 second left, and everything was just sort of anticlimactic.
He goes out, and he shakes Tom Coughlin's hand, and he takes off. And thanks for winning the game, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And he runs off. And then and then he's not there at the end of the game, because that wasn't actually the end. And then they,
that 1 second of
pathetic. It's great. I love it. Because that guy, everyone's like... It's not everyone. There's this guy named Bill Simmons on the internet, ESPN.com, and he's a Patriots fan, Celtics fan, Red Sox fan.
Oh, how did he react to it?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was glorious. He actually posted, because he went to the Super Bowl with his dad, and his dad's like the biggest Boston fan in the world, and all year he was like, it's going to be so great to celebrate after the perfect 19-0 season. We're going to go to Tom Brady's after party, and we're going to suck his dick. And
I wonder if the supermodel was still in the skybox by the end of the game.
She left. She's with Eli Manning now.
Probably.
but afterwards, right afterwards, he was like, he just writes this stunned thing, like, I don't know what just happened. I'm wandering the streets right now, writing this on my BlackBerry.
Really? He's doing the BlackBerry? Okay.
He's in a hotel room, probably drinking his sorrows away. But all year, he was like, what's the funny is that he totally jinxed himself, because a week before the Super Bowl, he wrote this thing about...
Well, didn't they jinx themselves already? You think we're not going to score 18 points?
Oh, that was great. Plaxico Burress predicted that the final score of the game was going to be the Giants 23, the Patriots 17. And they asked Tom Brady about that in the press conference. And he goes, well, that's great. They think they're going to win, but 17 points? He's like, come on, give us some credit for some more points. You know, we've been scoring 100 points all year long.
What was the score?
It was 17 to 14. They didn't even score 17 points. It was great. Like, he's like, but he was so arrogant about it. He was like, I wish he would have said that it was like they would have won 45 to 42 because you got to give us some more credit than scoring points than that. Am I right, you guys? And reporters are like, oh, yeah. They can't even score his prediction. It was great. Oh, it's just so fantastic.
But somebody made some money.
Everyone's been jinxing him. Everyone's been jinxing him because the Boston Globe put on Amazon.com a book 3 days before the Super Bowl, a book for sale called The Perfect New England Patriots, The Story of the 19-0 Season. It was already written. And they put it on Amazon.
Yeah, but that shit happens all the time. With the hats and stuff.
And Boston fans started freaking out. They're like, what the hell are you doing? Take that off there. And so they Amazon took it off. And so they can't sell it now anyway. But
dude, I'd love to have a copy.
But Bill Simmons wrote this thing called, he's a huge homer for Boston stuff, and he's always said that the greatest basketball team ever
was the Celtics.
86 Celtics.
Did they have Bird back then?
Yeah, they did. It was a really good team. It wasn't the greatest team ever. But so he wrote this column saying, comparing which team has been better, which team is better, like of all time teams in any sport, the 86 Celtics or the 2007 Patriots. And a few times in the column, he was like, assuming they win the Super Bowl, then like in parentheses, it's not really a big assumption there. like they're expected just to stomp this team. So he predicts the score. He goes, my prediction is, and he used like an analogy from the movie The Perfect Storm. He's like, you remember the poster for The Perfect Storm where the wave is just about to, he's like, the Giants are that little boat, and the Patriots are the wave. Like that sort of thing.
Oh my God.
And he's like, the final score will be 42 to 17 Patriots. And he's like, you know, and oh man, and
they got the 17 part
through
right.
The third quarter, it was 7-3 mm-hmm. till the end of the
third
quarter.
Yeah, that was such a fight.
It was 7-3.
That was such a fight.
My gosh, that was fantastic.
And it was probably one of the most intense things.
On the
things
same
I've
day,
watched.
Tiger Woods won another championship, and they gave him a Buick. Him and Eli
really
Manning
true?
Were driving home in their free cars and passed each other. Like, hey, where are you going? I'm just going to go drop this off at the junkyard. Yeah. I don't have any more room for
well,
this.
Seth did have a little bitter statement about the Pro Bowl. He's like, yeah, Tom Brady will be there. Eli Manning's not going to be there.
He said that?
Yeah.
Tom Brady decided not to go.
Oh, man, man.
Him and Randy Moss actually decided they're not going to go, probably because they would walk out there into the locker room, the AFC locker room, and all the guys would be like, fuck you. That's what you get, you bastards.
I wonder if they were going to go if they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sure they would have, just to bask in the glory of getting on their knees.
It's kind of crybaby-ish, isn't it? See, now, I didn't get that feeling from, now maybe because I was a fan of the Bulls back when they were kicking ass. I liked them, but I didn't get that sense of sort of vitriolic.
It wasn't there. People have a distaste for whoever's the best. Michael Jordan never had. He had a swagger because he knew he was the best in the game. Everyone did, but he was never hurtful and arrogant about it. And they never beat up on teams. You know, they beat them. That was it. You didn't stomp on.
And there were a lot of good teams back then. Like you had Barkley. You had other
there were.
Guys
it was,
in other
it was,
teams.
It was a really good time. It was the Robinson. Renaissance of the league. Was well through the '80s, but that nineties era was really good too.
You think they'll make a movie about this?
God, that'd be great.
That seems kind of pointless.
They should make a movie.
They should make a movie
Patriots that shows
totally
like
evil
it cuts
stuff.
Back and forth.
It's training montages.
It cuts back and forth in time through the Nazis' rise and the Patriots' rise, and at the end, the Americans win and the Giants win. Yeah, yeah.